question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, it's time for our B Block and today's Chief Travel Leader Check-In. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us for our World Travel Get-Together. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Ancestry.com/Carrie.
Despite the global events that may keep so many of us apart this holiday season, Ancestry.com/Carrie can help bring you closer to family, past and present, through your shared history. Give your loved ones an Ancestry gift membership and let them discover the fascinating people in their past, or surprise them with an Ancestry DNA so they can uncover their origins.
The holiday sale going on right now makes it a good time to treat someone you love to a gift that will instantly connect them to their family in new, meaningful ways, and you'll find excellent prices on gifts that will let your family explore their past, share fascinating stories, and discover the places around the world together that were once called home. Don't miss out on the special holiday pricing and these truly meaningful gift options during the big holiday sale at Ancestry.com/Carrie, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Scott Keys is an example of his career finding him, rather than him applying for a position and working his way up the ladder. About 7 years ago, he found the best flight deal of his life, a round-trip ticket from our home city of New York to Milan for just $130.
Wow.
Once he was back, people started asking him how to find flight deals, and that led him to creating Scott's Cheap Flights 5 years ago now, which today has successfully helped more than 2 million travelers secure their own best pricing on flights. We have a lot we want to get to with the Chief Flight Officer, Scott Keys, and since I know he's already waiting for us on that show hotline, Robert, let's patch him in.
Yes, he is. Hello again, Scott. Nice to reconnect with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be on.
Nice to have you back. So, listen, 2020 certainly been the best year on record for the airline industry, hasn't it?
You know, the number of trips that people have been taking is just through the roof.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Out there. Exactly. So,
Slow down.
To be serious, I mean, unfortunately, we have to go this route. But the coronavirus pandemic, look, it's hammering so many sectors of the travel industry. And the airlines have obviously not escaped the massive reduction of travelers. We all know that. You certainly know it. There's a running joke, actually, in the travel world that if you want to become a millionaire, just start with a few billion dollars, get into the airline industry, and you'll accomplish your goal. So as we project forward, a viable vaccine that looks to be coming soon will certainly help travel rebound over time. But what do you expect travelers will ultimately encounter from the various airlines moving forward?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think you absolutely nailed it, that a safe, effective, and widely available vaccine is the linchpin for a return to travel normalcy. You know, we can kind of tread water in the travel industry until then, but that is going to be the key to unlocking things and to getting things start to be back to normal. Obviously, we got good news recently with the Pfizer early data showing some real promise in their vaccine, and hopefully some other companies will be coming out with good data soon as well. And what it shows is that it's not unreasonable at this point to expect that summer 2021 could be a real kind of high mark in recent times for the travel industry, for folks being able to take those vacations that they put off during the pandemic, and for folks being able to kind of make up for lost time that, you know, they've been staying home and staying socially distant. So I think while, you know, you'll still probably be required to either show a negative test or show proof of vaccination to, for instance, maybe travel to Europe or travel to some other parts of the world, I think that it's not unreasonable at this point to expect that in the not too distant future, you'll be able to take those trips that many of us have been putting off for the pandemic.
Okay, Scott, let's talk a little bit about your business. I just shared during your intro, I did kind of a quick recap on how you started the business and essentially your career found you. So with so many leisure and business travelers currently offline and not flying too much, how has Scott's Cheap Flights pivoted to remain operational like so many businesses have had to do this year, really to make sure you're still serving the travelers who continue to be on the move, because there are travelers who are on the move, and staying ready for everyone else to come back?
Great question. So, you know, many thoughts here. First off, you're absolutely right. This has not been a great year for the travel industry. There's no sugarcoating it. I think we've been able to weather it much better than I would have expected if you had told me a year ago that in 2020 there would be an airborne pandemic, you know, just wreaking havoc around the world and essentially shutting down much of the travel industry writ large. If you had told me how will Cheap Flights be for handling that, I would have said not very great. And the fact is that we've been able to weather it very, very well. We haven't had to do any layoffs. We've been still doing our best for our members to help kind of point folks to not only good resources to make sure that they're adequately prepared, you know, having the knowledge on how to get refunds when an airline cancels your trip, having the knowledge of what are the fares that would be available for future travel, for, you know, 2021 travel. And the biggest thing for us was, before the pandemic, we only served long-haul flights, so mostly international, and then flights, you know, looking for cheap flights to places like Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico. What we realized, though, during the pandemic was that for many folks, you know, international travel was going to have to wait until the pandemic was over, and that to the extent travel would be existing in 2020, it would be mostly domestic travel. And mm-hmm. so we, you know, did our best to really kind of...
Well, that's how you pivoted there. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that was our big pivot, was to start to offer domestic flights, which we had held off on a long time, because what we had really kind of prioritized was finding those cheap flights that really kind of gobsmack you, that say, you know, not just saving 50, 75, 100 bucks, but saving $400. Yeah.
So speaking
of average flight, $550 off normal right. prices. But we wanted to say, okay, look, even if you can't save $550 off a normal domestic flight, that doesn't mean you still don't want to get the best price possible.
Well, right. I think everybody does
so
right now.
Let's use that word gobsmack, because I want to get to some of the holiday flights that you've been talking about. As we broadcast live today on Saturday, November 14th, we're 12 days out from Thanksgiving. We're just over 5 weeks from Christmas. We're hearing from our sources Thanksgiving air travel may be down about 25% compared to last year. Airfares are lower, but airlines have definitely reduced the number of flights as well. I also want to add that a number of routes that were once nonstop and are now operating, you know, on one or two stop flights. So, Scott, what are you seeing for holiday travel? What's kind of different this year? Any special opportunities for travelers who need to fly or want to fly?
Yeah, you nailed the dynamics right there. The main things I think that travelers should be aware of are, you can get cheap flights for holiday travel this year in a way we have never seen before. I still wouldn't wait till the last minute. Trying to book a cheap Thanksgiving flight at this point mm-hmm. might be kind of difficult.
Christmas, you could
really
still do that.
Kind of getting to the outer edge of when cheap fares might be available for Christmas, but it's going to be a much better situation this year than compared to previous years. I would expect that the planes, while they will be more full over these holiday periods than they have been in, say, October, September, there's not going to be anything like it was in previous years, where you have footage of the airports being totally jammed, totally full. You know, I think you're right. They're going to be still down 25, 30, 35%. With the number of travelers. And I think that for folks who are thinking forward to future peak travel periods, you know, summer 2021, now is the time to be thinking about those. And I don't say that just, in a flip way, but this is really trying to be the early bird that gets the worm is the key to making sure that you get a cheap flight, rather than being, one of the ones who is thinking about it just a few weeks beforehand, at mm-hmm. which point most cheap fares are no longer available.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead. I was just going to, remembering, you know, masks are still required. And lastly, remembering that all new flight bookings right now are flexible. Airlines have waived change fees on all new bookings, right. even in basic economy. So let's say you book that Christmas flight and come, you know, mid-December, it starts to look a little iffy. You're not sure you should be traveling. You can change that date to February, to April, even to June, without having to pay the normal.
Well, that's good information to share.
Penalty
that's
that they
very
might
important.
Usually
key
assess.
Point. Really quick, I'm going to ask you, I'm curious what you think of United's CEO Scott Kirby's decision to return to JFK here in New York, where Mary and I are, adding flights to Los Angeles and San Francisco using their Boeing 767 jets in the early new year.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Not only does it make a lot of sense for business travelers in the U.S., but I think it makes a lot of sense for their Star Alliance partners. You know, it's not just United Airlines, but think of all their partners, Lufthansa, Swiss Airlines, TAP, others who fly to JFK much more than they fly to Newark, which is United's hub. And so to be able to, for those airlines to fly to JFK and then send their passengers onward to L.A. or wherever, it makes it a lot more seamless transition for Star Alliance travelers than if they had to somehow work.
That's an excellent point to make on that as well. And obviously, I mean, when they pulled out 5 years ago, I was surprised by that. And frankly, it's happening because of the pandemic. There are some slots available that they're taking advantage of. And I know Southwest is also going to be going into now Chicago O'Hare, George Bush Intercontinental, and Miami. But Scott, we're going to have to leave it there. Folks, very easy website to find, easy to remember, easy to access, just scottscheapflights.com. Scott, we really appreciate the check-in today. These always go by really quickly, but it's candid conversation that we certainly appreciate. It's a sector of the industry we love for sure. So stay safe. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
All right. So much information from Scott. We could just talk to him for the entire hour.
Absolutely.
Two hours, but we will not. We've got a lot to come today. Folks, we're going to pause briefly right now for some sponsor messages. Up next, we're going to move from planes to cars in Route 66. Stay with us. We're coming right back with more in mere minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.